This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yourself, what's next? Wow, 2020. Nothing but curveballs. Less than 30 days until the election. More than 4 million people have voted. How about you? Have you? Kate Delaney, hope you're safe and sound in whatever nook and cranny you hail from, and especially to my pals there in the Gulf Coast. I see that you've got Delta coming your way. You know, we've been talking about that. Talked to one of my weather pals today to get the latest, greatest from him, and pretty much it's on course to slam into Louisiana and Mississippi, and you all know you're going to get that. But looking like a Cat 2, a Cat 2. And the amount of storm surge or rain that's going to be dropped depends on your location. Boy, Lake Charles, just outside of the limits of Lake Charles, it looks to be pretty deep. Again, something could veer off in a different direction, but it's certainly is not looking that way right now. And I just checked and looked at the course of it. So batten the hatches, as it were. And, of course, already states of emergency have been declared. And I know many of you who get hurricane weary understand how important it is to be vigilant. All right, being vigilant, it's interesting because we live in this time of mask on, mask off, and how this ever became political, you know my stance on that, but 213,000 people dead in the United States from COVID-19, 7.64 million cases. For all of our friends listening in other corners of the world, 1.6 million deaths. That's out of a total worldwide amount of 36.4 million cases. Recovered 25.3 million at this point. I say this, it seems like, almost every single time I sign on the air, but it's true. When I crack open the microphone, it changes from county to county, from state to state, and from country to country, depending on super spreader events, something that happens that causes some sort of an outbreak, etc. And so much has been talked about with the Rose Garden and the White House and the announcement of the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, and how many people walked away with that and potentially have COVID-19 or might get it because they were potentially exposed to it. So, you know, the guests at the event are from across the country, and many of their contacts might not be notified. So that's the thing that happens kind of in a different way. Sturgis, the concern of Sturgis was everybody jumps on their hogs and they're going in different directions. But so there is no systemic effort to trace or advise the hundreds of guests from the Rose Garden ceremony and other events in the surrounding days who left and resumed whatever their busy schedule is, which you can only imagine. But there are people who have tested positive, and there have been 40 people who have tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, clearly, you make your own choice. I mean, this is the bottom line, and I think events show you that, and this is an example of that. It's up to you what you decide to do and the steps you decide to take. One of the people that got hit in the outbreak was Rona McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. She was mingling with donors at a September 25th event that was headlined by the president at his hotel in Washington. She tested positive for the virus 5 days later, but only made her diagnosis public on October 2nd after informing the president that morning. I guess she tried to reach him sooner, but wasn't able to reach him. So this is the world we live in. Do you, don't you, and what are you doing when you find yourself in certain situations? And in talking to both Democratic and Republican strategists after 2 weeks of the first presidential debate, the coronavirus outbreak, the president getting COVID-19, bouncing back in less than a week, the optics of that, how many people in the White House have tested positive, and looking at that from all angles, looking at a Fox News poll where people worried about the economy preferred to have the president re-elected again, and people who were worried about coronavirus in this small sampling poll, they picked Joe Biden. Where are you when it comes to your thoughts on where we are at the crossroads of this whole thing? What's in your wallet versus how's your health and what's going on with COVID-19 in your neck of the woods? And like I said, it is all personal. People are funny about money and people are funny about their health. And there is a wild shaming thing that sometimes goes on, especially with COVID-19 diagnoses, because then people are concerned, and maybe rightfully so, depending on their health, immunity, all that kind of stuff, and what their immune system is like, rather, then that explodes into something completely different. And would we have thought this is what we would be concerned about heading into 2020? And we are so beyond that now. I mean, we are. We're so beyond that. By the way, I'm all about the numbers, right? So I said the numbers with the COVID because I always do that every show. And this is what we know. And this is what's being reported. And those numbers I get, I trust John Hopkins, but those are the numbers that are out there. If you compare them, there may be one or two numbers that are slightly different. But when it comes to numbers and it comes to politics, 58 million people watched the debate. How about that? I'm surprised. I'm saying the VP debate. 58 million. And I didn't realize this, but it stacks up to become the second most ever watched debate. VP debate. Wow. And is that a curiosity thing? Is it because the hold the line for the president wanted to see, you know, people holding the line for the president wanted to see what Pence was going to do and what was Kamala Harris going to come up with? But, wow, that's crazy. And this was that face-off the other night in Salt Lake City, and that's 56% higher than 4 years ago, when 37 million people tuned in to see Pence debate Senator Tim Kaine. That's crazy. I mean, that's a huge difference in numbers, which in, I guess, some ways is surprising, but maybe it isn't. Is it the woman thing? Is it the point where we are now coming off of what was a cantankerous presidential debate? Was that getting a dose of what's going to happen with this VP debate? I mean, technically, usually those audiences are much, much smaller. I do think it bodes well for one thing. I think we're going to have the biggest totals we've ever seen turn out on Election Day, just like we're seeing with the mail-in ballots. I think we're going to see an early voting, I guess early voting, really. I think we're going to see huge numbers when it comes to voting. Hopefully, you're going to be in that crowd. Hang with us.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Sugar mama, maybe. It's tough times out there, thanks to what we've been hurled into since March with the coronavirus and the world economy, and also what's happening here in the U.S. So a couple of quick hits on that. Number one, the layoffs elevated. 840,000 people seeking jobless aid. That's the latest sign that the recovery is slow. And this is right after the new rescue aid package that is urgently needed for millions of unemployed Americans and struggling businesses didn't happen, because there was the debate over how much was going to be spent, and the Republicans and Democrats did not come to a consensus. So Thursday's report from the Labor Department said the number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment benefits did drop 1 million to 11 million. That means maybe many of the unemployed, it suggests that, are being recalled to their old jobs. That's a good thing. But also, it shows that some have used up the 26 weeks of their regular state benefits and have transitioned to extending benefit programs that last an additional 3 months. And, you know, now you got this, and this is so worrisome to me, you have winter approaching, right? So we talk about these patios, and in some places in the U.S., you know, the patios aren't going to fly. Get your shovel out and let's push the show aside. And when I say patios, it's because you want to support the local restaurants, right? Try to keep them open. I gave the example of being with my nephew in downtown Dallas and having the waiter tell us they went from 17 to 3 people in the restaurant, and they were bussing all their own dishes and doing all that, and they felt grateful that they could be there. But they went from, in a very popular, huge metropolitan area in the United States, tourist area, from $200,000 a month down to $40,000 if they were lucky. So it's going to be about getting creative. How do you get this makeshift patio thing working when it gets cold? Spring is a whole different thing, right? It's one thing to throw something on, put up some heat lamps. I don't know. I got to assume there's probably a way to reimagine this and try to do whatever they can to capture some of that business. And I know, you know, food's being delivered and you can do the curbside thing and all that. But the National Restaurant Association found that 1 in 6 restaurants closed permanently amid the pandemic. And as the numbers rise again, there's fear that more will shut down. I mean, we're on the clock. Time is ticking away. According to a survey of 3,500 restaurant operators by the restaurant organization, they say they're going to be able, establishments say they're going to be able to continue offering outdoor dining until November. Nearly half of all full-service restaurants, so that's 49%, say they will take actions to extend outdoor dining, including adding tents and patio heaters. I mean, seriously, that's it. Think of Milwaukee, for example. Think of any place in the Midwest, actually, and how, think of my pals in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Ooh, your teeth will be chattering. I hope the most creative minds ever come up with these good ways to make this happen, though, right? I mean, there's even a thing where some places, they're using streets and sidewalks for outdoor dining and waiving the fees for maybe what it would cost, or using parking lanes if that's possible, or doing whatever means necessary to try to do it. And, of course, the National Restaurant Association is pushing local leaders across the country to offer more incentives to expand outdoor dining this season. You know, there was even a letter last month to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and they're the group that suggests moves like easing the process for getting permits to offer outdoor dining and providing tax credits toward equipment used toward outdoor dining. I mean, anything you can do to help these people, right? I thought one of the most ingenious things was the Texas State Fair, which just brings in so much money for so many vendors, including Fletcher's Corny Dogs. That's the name of the company. I mean, they make all their money pretty much on the state fair. So now what do? They got mouths to feed. And local restaurants picked up their dogs and were selling them that way. So that was one. And then they have a truck and they go into neighborhoods and they have people sign up. And so they're also able to recoup some money that way. I mean, the idea is feed some families, get some money in the old wallet, because, you know, you got to try to figure out a way to survive instead of seeing more small businesses blow up. Now, what's interesting is the stocks did climb on Wall Street because even though it looked like that there wasn't going to be any aid. Then there was a conversation about the fact that there could be. And then it's the pace of the layoffs, right? So at least the stocks have risen a little bit. U.S. and global stocks indexes were higher, but the last few weeks of trading have repeatedly shown that early gains for the market don't always last. And stocks have been obviously rocky. I say it's the most expensive moment you'll ever have at the craps table. And we've had a bunch of those, but this is one of them. And, you know, so people who have 401ks and have busted the hump, you know what I mean, to put that money away are seeing it all just dwindle. A lot of them dwindle out. And the big concern, of course, a lot of it anyway, is in specific areas with this whole stimulus thing. The airline industry, for example, they were targeted. They had to lay people off, and what can they do to help the airline industry? So Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin, you know, our Secretary of the Treasury and the Speaker of the House, are talking and trying to see what they could possibly come up with. Airline stocks gave up any gains, gave up most of their early gains, and then rose back up again. But the bottom line is, what are they giving to the people in trying to keep people working and getting more people to fly the friendly skies, right? So when we look at money, and you look at this COVID-19 relief, the U.S. budget deficit has had a record $3.1 trillion. Wow. $3.1 trillion. That's just a staggering number. I mean, can you even wrap your head around what does that look like? How much money is that? What does that look like? The government spent $6.6 trillion last year, borrowed 48 cents of every dollar it spent. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office numbers, because they always release the figures. Then they released the unofficial 2020 figures on Thursday. The deficit equaled 15% of the U.S. economy. That's a huge gap, the largest since the government undertook borrowing to finance the final year of World War II. Just think about that for a second. Wow. Wow. And of course, spending is part of it. The Paycheck Protection Program, so you knew that, for smaller businesses. The increase in unemployment benefits over the last 6 months, all of it. I mean, it's exactly what has happened. And revenues are bleak, falling $44 billion to $3.4 trillion, as income tax receipts dropped 16%, and the jobless rate shot up. Corporate income taxes dropped 21%. Even Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes, they climbed 5%. So you get it. You can take these numbers and, like Plato, manipulate them however you want. But we all know it's bleak. It's the pandemic. Try to make these relief efforts make sense, and we're just drowning in it. That's part of what Vince wanted to talk about. Vince says, "Yo, Kate, what about the stimulus? Will anybody get some more money?" Mailbag next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he won't participate in a virtual debate shortly after the panel overseeing the presidential debates announced plans for the October 15th debate to take place virtually as President Trump recovers from COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacts to the president's comments.
We don't know what the president's going to do. change his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendation, if he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
Hurricane warnings are up for Louisiana as Hurricane Delta heads towards the coast with winds of 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says a Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen as it nears the United States. The storm could bring dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge by Friday. This is USA Radio News. Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. A top Marine Corps officer tests positive for COVID-19. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The Marine Corps' number 2 officer has tested positive for coronavirus. Assistant Marine Commandant General Gary Thomas was among top military officers who quarantined themselves after another higher-up tested positive, Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray. Several of the officers had met at the Pentagon back on Friday.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
This out, and I opened his email first. I mentioned that he said, "Where's the mo money, Kate? Are they going to come to a stimulus agreement? It's easy to be part of that 1% and wave a magic wand and do whatever you want to do, but sprinkle some of that on the rest of us because people are struggling in the burbs. You can see it in my neighborhood. I've heard about it in other neighborhoods as I talk to my 7 brothers and sisters across the country. So some of us are being really hogtied because of it, and we could fall into the poverty category. And I heard you say the other day nobody should be too proud to accept what they have to accept by going to a food bank, no matter who they are or what they were or what they think they should appear to be. And bravo, you're 100% right, my dear. Yeah, it's a struggle, absolutely. I mean, who cares? You need it, you need it. Don't ever be too proud to take that help from your community, especially more people in communities helped, which I know so many people do, but they don't know. They can't guess if somebody needs help if nobody says, if you don't say anything. I mean, how would they know? If you're, you know, third house down the lane and people don't know much about you, or you just moved in 6 months ago. And I know there's people in those situations. Well, for this second stimulus, it seems like it's off. It seems like there's like side deals to try to help certain sectors of the economy, people who have really been devastated, because it doesn't look like they can come up with an agreement on how much money. The Democrats want more, and the Republicans don't, and then it's what interest gets in there. I mean, it's the same thing. It's pulling at the checkbook and figuring out who, you know, who's going to get some, perhaps, and who's not going to get some. And this might not happen before the election because we're too close into it with the constant no deal, no deal, no deal. Or maybe at the last minute, there is some sort of a deal. But so far, it's not looking good. Isn't it interesting? Because yeah, probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was like practically, yes, it's going to be a done deal. Everybody, yes, we're still at odds, but it looks like we're going to get a done deal. So even in the end, Nancy Pelosi was working with Steve Mnuchin. They were trying to hammer something out, and now that was rejected too, the standalone relief bill for the airlines. So there you go. So it is an SOB, this virus, and it is one killer of jobs, of lives, of all kinds of things, of relationships. You get it, right? So sorry about that, Vince. I'd say bleak. It's bleak. Do what you have to do. All right, we move on to Mary, and Mary says, Kate, I guess the president is, from what I understand, is allowed to go to public engagements again over the weekend. I am assuming that he's probably going to do that because he wants to hold some rallies, and that's where he shines, I think, the most, and that's his people. Have you heard anything about a schedule? Yeah. He did tell Fox News he might hold a rally in Florida on Saturday. I guess it's not definite, but if he's cleared, I'm just betting, yeah, he's going to, we're too close. We're, you know, 26 days till the election. He's going to do it. And with all these people that are voting early and with what could be really incredible numbers, turnouts on election day, I'm thinking, you know, absolutely, definitely. All right, let's move to another one. I'm going to try to squeeze in as many, not go too far down the rabbit hole and squeeze in as many as I can. I do appreciate all the email that I get. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. That's how you can be heard among the other voices. This is a very good email. This one is from Mac Attack, and he says, Kate, I don't agree with almost everything that the Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer stands for, what she says, some of her snarky comments, but I do believe that it is despicable, disgusting, and unacceptable that a governor, and I am a lifelong Republican, but a governor of this country should have a plot against her to be kidnapped before the election because some wackadoodles say she has uncontrolled power and they were seeking to make it right. Thank God for the FBI, which I don't always say that either. Come on, people. There's no reason to have so much hate in your heart that you would kidnap a governor. Yeah, you know, the crazy story. There were two groups that trained for, supposedly, they were planning various acts of violence, according to state police. They had surveillance for the kidnapping plot that was supposed to take place in August and September. Four men had planned to meet to make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear. So they were going to do this. I mean, yeah. The FBI quoted one of the men as saying, Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. She has uncontrolled power. That's what he was referring to right now. All good things must come to an end. Wow. So six were charged in federal court. You know, they face up to life in prison if they're convicted. And then the other seven carry a possible 20-year sentence. I mean, the U.S. attorney called the men violent extremists because they were talking about exploding a bridge to divert cops from her vacation home, all this kind of stuff. They got a taser to tase her. Wow. That's the insanity of it all. And, you know, the Detroit U.S. attorney Matt Schneider, who was talking to reporters, said, all of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those who disagree should never, ever amount to violence, those disagreements. Violence has been prevented today. No kidding. No kidding. I mean, at one point, yes, she was considered to be Biden's running mate. There's a possibility of that. And, you know, while lots of Democrats would praise her in her state about her response to coronavirus, there are others who do not like what she's done. And she's because she's put major restrictions on movement and the economy, and although a lot of that has been lifted. But, boy, that's scary. It is scary. All right, this one comes to us from Joe. He says, Kate, I used to email you all the time and have gotten so busy lately. I am listening to you either in the background or full force. Trust me, but I can't believe how insane it's been. I feel blessed that my new business has taken off. Someday I'll call the show and tell you about that. But I did what you said. I reimagined my life. I have a couple of kids, and I just could not take what was happening. So I was able to figure out something that worked around my business, and so far it is working. Now, the only thing I have to worry about is bracing for yet another hurricane. Wow. The Gulf Coast. I love the Gulf Coast. But you, when you live on the Gulf Coast, know you are sitting on hurricane borrowed time. So we did the boarded up thing. I feel okay about it, even if there's a storm surge, all of that. Because it could kick our butts. Yeah, remember Hurricane Laura? That was just 2 months ago. And 30 people died as a result of Laura. So the mayor of Lake Charles, where thousands of people are without shelter following the earlier hurricane, said even if their homes survived Laura, they shouldn't assume that would be the case with Delta. I mean, yeah, to be in the eye of that a couple of times, and it's been an insane season for hurricanes. I mean, seriously, how many hurricanes have we had? I mean, we're out of names. I was trying to explain that today to my nephew. What do you mean they're out of names? Because they tell you the names they're going to do. This is the list of names. They never get through all the names. But they got through all the names. So you had to revert to something else. That's what happens. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, by the way, said President Trump approved his request to declare a federal emergency that frees up federal resources. Take them while you can get them, is what I would say. Take them. Delta is the 25th storm of this year's unprecedented Atlantic hurricane season. All right, this one from Buzz, Kate Delaney. I heard you have some nail the NFL game of the week thing going on. Explain what that's about and how I can get on a piece of that action. Well, yes, I will explain it to you. We do it Wednesday into Thursday show. It's the last segment of the first hour. All you have to do is call or send an email to Kate of KateDelaneyRadio.com. I'll tell you what the game of the week is going to be. And you don't have to know much. You don't have to analyze it, come up with reasons why, blah, blah, blah. You just say what team you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. Speaking of scores, on Thursday night, the Bears, they're 4-1. The Bears beat the Buccaneers 20-19. Wow. And the Bucs have been looking really, really good, too. That's a tight loss for them. Stay with us.
Hey.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
GraveSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Excited to be joined this time around in Author's Corner by Nathan Shimkovitz. And I'll tell you what, he's got a book out that just, I know I say this sometimes, but there's just certain novels, and I found like 10 of them this year, and he makes the top 10. In fact, it may be the fastest I've ripped through anything. It's called The Shroud of Peace. So, Nate, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be on, Ms. Delaney. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about, you heard what I said, that there was a reason why it was so gripping to me, and I, of course, like the genre, but I'm going to let you tell us in your own words, what's your book about?
So, The Shroud of Peace, there are a lot of different ways I describe this. It's The Bourne Identity in Space, Tom Clancy's Star Wars. It's a spy thriller on the scale of something like Mass Effect or Star Wars or insert your favorite space opera. It's about a man with no memory of who he is or what's going on in the broader galaxy around him, on the run from essentially the United Interstellar Alliance in the wake of a massive war that just wrapped up. And it's a story that really deals with how our pasts come to define us and if we are actually, arrested to our past actions.
And it's interesting, too, because what you would have to do to lay this out, the year is way in the future, 2585, and you talk about it. What would we have to do to make up for things in the past, and then how do you piggyback that on to what the future looks like? So for you, what kind of research did you do, or how did you let your mind wander and think about this?
So this is going to be sound a little sacrilegious to a lot of people who write science fiction, but I actually didn't read much science fiction to prepare for this. Like, I actually read a lot more spy thriller type of novels. Obviously, Bourne Identity was a big one. Anything by Vince Flynn was always an inspiration to me for that. But really what I did to research this was I read a lot of history, a lot of Cold War history, a lot of stuff with the World Wars and even further back in time than that.
Yeah, and that makes sense because it's a new Cold War that you're talking about in the book, The Shroud of Peace. Was it fun for you to do it?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun for me to do it.
And so when you look at this, especially, you know, you look at, again, letting your mind wander. I love that. I wonder why I liked it. I could see the influences of Vince Flynn. I've read all of Vince's work. And, of course, you know, when you think of the Bourne Identity and the main character, Jason Bourne. So as you're weaving this together, did you have a favorite character?
So that's an interesting one. Obviously, I have the same level of love for all my characters, from the main characters you experience the story through all the way down to that nameless San Haley soldier that gets killed at some point in the story. So I have a lot of empathy for my characters, but it's really interesting when I hand this off to where, when I give this to, professional critics, I guess, my peers in the industry, they tell me that Dutch is the protagonist, the special forces officer that's hunting down the rogue super soldier. But when I give it to my friends and people who don't write on any sort of professional ambition, they tell me that the rogue super soldier is the protagonist, or other way around, actually. Professionals say that the super soldier is the protagonist, and then all my friends tell me that Dutch is the protagonist. It's interesting.
Yeah, so one of our key takeaways is it's hard to figure out who the protagonist is, and I think that's part of what makes it interesting, actually, because you make us think about it, and you could have two different people, three different people, whoever, read the book, and they come up with a different answer, right?
Right. It's like one of the things that I find really interesting about today, there's a book out there called Amusing Ourselves to Death. I know I'm supposed to be plugging my own book, but I can't help it. I have to talk about this. There's a book out there called Amusing Ourselves to Death, and it talks about kind of how a lot of the divisions and conflicts in modern society come as a result of our lack of context and taking moments in history and moments around us out of context ever since we invented photography. This book kind of seeks to give you both sides of that central conflict between these two men and how the whole world around them shaped their outlooks. You get a lot of insight into their mentality.
Yeah, so now, of course, everyone's writing that down as well. But don't forget about The Shroud of Peace, Nathaniel Shimkovitz's book that we're talking about here, and talking about this empire, and talking about this again, Cold War. And really, I love that you didn't have a lot of science fiction influences, because I think you can see this in the writing that feels so, so fresh to me. What do you hope people take away from this? Obviously, one of the things is the fun of trying to figure out the protagonist, but what else do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Well, what I have to say, the one thing that I'd like people to take away from this is that I tried very hard to write this a lot differently from conflicts that you'll find in a lot of run-of-the-mill space operas. It's, again, like trying to get the context of both sides of a conflict, because we'll frequently run into an argument or run into a fight in our lives with just our side of the story and not even bother to listen to the other person, or we'll jump to our own conclusions before we get the entire picture. So this is really kind of your chance to look at a really polarizing conflict from both sides and realize that, you know what, these guys both kind of have a point.
Yeah, that's true. They both kind of have a point. So I'm assuming we're going to see even more from you. What's up next?
So right now, The Shrouded Peace is actually the first act of a trilogy. I have the next two books in that series in some relative state of conclusion. I already know what point B for this is. I already know how this whole story ends. It's just kind of me having fun right now figuring out how to get there.
Ah, all right. So then we know that we've got some futures. His trilogy is great because you do leave us kind of, you know, it's kind of a cliffhanger. I mean, you leave us thinking, wanting more. That's what I think it is. You have us at that point where, okay, now we want to know more because you're taking us down such an interesting path. There's no question about it. Does it make you think a lot about the future?
This I don't pretend to be Nostradamus. At all. Like, I merely do use science fiction for what science fiction is best at. Using future technologies and future ideas to more examine elements of our humanity. Like, I don't think that this is going to be the future for a second. I don't think this is what the late 26th century is going to look like by any means, but it's fun to think about.
Perfect place to end this. It's fun to think about. And this book is really fun. Nathaniel, thank you so much again. Nathaniel Shimkovitz, easy to find, The Shroud of Peace, if you go on Amazon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.
Just a couple of minutes left in the show, and I know some people might want to chime in on things that are happening in the world, and you can certainly do that at the top of our next hour if you stick around. 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So much is being written about futuristic space, galaxies, and et cetera. And I think that there is absolutely a massive appeal. It sort of feels like now more than ever, and I guess that's because I'm up on, that's what I said on that genre, I'm up on people who are paying attention to it, what's happening, what's out there, and what people are talking about. And Nathaniel has a handle on what I think is so interesting, 2585. Can you even imagine in the year 2585, the galaxy only just beginning to recover from the most destructive war in history? You know, just, I mean, that's it, you know. It's interesting when you look at some of what he took at the center of this new Cold War and how this man, as it is described, awakes in a hospital on the edge of civilization. No memory. No idea how he got there. Ooh. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Are you feeling that way? Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. The incredible Alex, the technical wizard. Thank you for your help, as always. Shout out. Keep it real, everyone.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As
the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.